Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the third Sunday of Lent. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center here in Ndola, in Zambia, welcoming you to this program. Today, the incident of clearing the temple may be considered a pivotal moment in Jesus' ministry. A turning point, because it was a dramatic event, and it was in Jerusalem, the capital. And he seems to have lost his temper in these actions. They are vivid and cannot be looked upon as anything other than a bold, courageous, and dangerous course of action. Naturally, the authorities wanted him out of the way after doing such a thing. And his explanation wasn't helping either. And he said, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it up on the last day." Of course, he was speaking of his own death and rising after 3 days. So why did he do this? There is one explanation in the Gospel from the words of his disciples when they said, "See how much he loves his Father's house." One may ask, why is a building so important, even a beautiful building, as this building was? Well, it is probably because it represents a sacred space, a place where we put aside for the Lord. I personally think it's beautiful to have a sacred space in our houses, whereby we enter there in a spirit of awe and respect. It's our parlour, our sitting room, our chair, our corner of the house, where we love and respect, and even, in our own way, maybe, worship. As a child, I loved having altars in my bedroom. A statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary was there with flowers plucked from the farm and even a lighted candle. It was my sacred space. This is something similar for Christ here today. Of course, there are terrible things going on in that temple anyhow. The Jewish leaders have a profit-making venture going on, charging poor people for the sacrificial animals like goats and sheep and lambs and even cattle. They are to offer these in the temple. And all these animals and birds are belonging to the Jewish leaders. And they are getting richer and richer on the pittance of the poor. So the sacred house or temple has been turned into a den of thieves, as Jesus said. But what can we say about Jesus' severe and extreme actions? Listen to it. Making a whip and upturning the tables and driving them out of the temple. Remember, Jesus is God. Imagine a parent comes home to find the children misbehaving in the house, breaking into where there is money and drink hidden and is reserved for special occasions. Privacy has been invaded and the children are out of control, seeking worldly pleasure and at the expense of decency and even respect for each other and their parents. Of course, the parent will take severe action. These are the children that God has chosen, remember, the Jewish people, and they are misbehaving and even thinking they are in the right. Reaching out, I call the lovely depiction by Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel, in a painting in the ceiling which depicts God of everything reaching out to touch us mere mortals. The two fingers never meet, but it's an enormous effort by both to touch and know each other. The Jewish leaders had forgotten that and thought that it would be by their own means that they would reach God. They had forgotten to be submissive to God. They had gone back to the Tower of Babel and even the sin of Adam and Eve. They would find their own way back to God, and they assumed God would be pleased. He had to be. How could he not? After all, they are the chosen people. So they made their own rules and rituals in order to achieve this pleasing of God. If you look at it closely, you will notice they had no personal relationship with God, which God longed for all the time. They were on their own, and they had led the people into this way of thinking, and it was so oppressive. No one felt they could measure up. They would never be able to be saved. In the meantime, the leaders were gaining in material goods and money because of their man-made laws. It was so wrong, and Jesus was so emotional at how wrong they had got it, and even how deliberately they were crushing their people with taxes and rules, and while they themselves were not even fulfilling their own rules and laws. So the system was in place, and it was hard to see how it could be changed. Desperate action is called for in desperate situations. Hence the cleansing of the temple. A clear Lenten message for us is, give God first preference all the time that we are here on this earth. Think of him first thing in the morning. Talk with him during the day. While I was sick with COVID, I was praying, but in a silent way, a very silent way. Only rarely did I use words. Of course, God knows I wanted to be healed, and I was not even making much of an effort, only leaving it all to him, trusting him and having confidence in him. Words were meaningless, really. It was just leave it in God's safe hands, to be resigned to whatever his will is. Give him the control of your life, is what I have learned. Trust him. He won't let us down. He listens to all forms of prayer, of course. If you storm heaven with words, well, that is good too. There are different forms of prayer. Praise is the best. Someone said to me while I was sick, say, thank you, Lord, all the time, even during the sickness. Thank you, Lord. This is how we begin making a sacred space for the Lord in our hearts. Pope Francis added that Christians do not go to church only to observe a precept or to feel right with God, but to encounter the Lord and discover the strength to think and act according to the gospel. The Pope warned against entering the Lord's house while behaving in a way contrary to justice, honesty, and charity towards one's neighbour. This he said on the 7th of March, 2015, in a homily in Rome. But we'll create that space in our hearts, even as we are in isolation, because God is there, and that's where we meet him personally anyway. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessings during this holy season of Lent.